Very good morning to one and all.
大家早安。
It's so good to see so many of you.
很高兴见到大家。
I bring greetings from the English congregation.
代表英文部弟兄姐妹向大家问安。
Before we start, let's just have a word of prayer.
还没有开始以前，我们一起向神祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父。
We thank you and praise you for who you are.
我们为着主你来感谢你，赞美你。
Thank you for what you have done in our lives.
为着你在我们生命中所成就的，感谢主。
We have experienced your love.
我们能够经历主你的爱。
Your grace.
你的恩典。
Your mercy upon us.
你的怜悯在我们的生命中。
Thank you, Lord, for your salvation so rich and free.
我们也感谢主你的这么大的救恩赐给我们。
Thank you for the freedom of worship in this country.
我们也感谢主赐给我们在这国家有自由的来敬拜主。
Thank you for peace and security.
也感谢主你赐给我们平安和安全。
We thank you for your Holy Spirit.
我们也为这圣你所赐的圣灵感谢主。
Who is our teacher and our guide?
他是我们的教师和我们的引导
That he is also our comforter.
也是我们的保惠师
We thank you for your word.
我们也为着你的话感谢你
Which is a light unto our path.
是我们脚前我们路上的光
Thank you, Father, that it is through you that we learn what is the way, the truth, and the life through your Son, Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们感谢你，因着你，我们能够明白耶稣基督就是道路、真理、生命。
So now we want to ask that you will help us to understand your word.
求主你现在帮助我们能够明白你的话。
May you open your truth so that we can understand and obey.
打开我们的心，能够明白来遵行。
May you help us, both preacher Job and myself.
求主帮助会要弟兄和我本身
to be your servants this morning
成为你今早的仆人
wash and cleanse us from all our sins
求主洗净洁净我们一切的罪
fill us with thy Holy Spirit
求主的圣灵充满我们
hide us behind thy cross
帮助我们隐藏在十字架的背后
That only Jesus Christ and Him alone will be lifted up.
只有高举着耶稣基督和他被钉十字架的耶稣。
Let Him have the preeminence.
在我们当中来掌权。
That all glory and honor be given to Him alone.
愿一切荣耀尊贵都归于主。
Prepare all of us this morning.
我们也为着我们早上的每一位。
Help us to receive you.
帮助我们能够来接受主。
Receive your word in humility.
以谦卑的心来领受主的话。
And grant us strength and wisdom to obey.
赐给我们力量与智慧来遵行。
This we pray, giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告感谢，是奉主耶稣圣名。阿门。
阿门。Some years ago, a group of us met at the Changi Airport.
在好些年以前，我们一组人在樟宜机场的等候。
We were intending to leave for a mission trip to Africa.
我们有这个负担要到非洲做宣教的工作。
When it was time for us to board the plane, we suddenly realized that one of the members was missing.
当我们就要登机之前，我们突然间发觉到当中的一位队友却没就出现。
So we quickly call this member who happened to be at home.
我们赶快打给这个队友，他还在家中。
She has forgotten.
因为他已经忘记了。
We thank God that she, although because she was not staying very far from the airport, she managed to leave for the airport on time.
因为他住的离机场不远，所以他很快就到机场。
I'm not sure whether you have experienced it, because a lot of time when we take budget airplane, it's always past midnight flight. Yeah.
我不知道你是否有这样的经验，因为我们做这个经济这个航班的时候，都会过这个午夜十二点。
So she forgot or presumed wrongly the actual date and time.
所以她都误会了那个飞机的时间。
There was a time I remember when we were going for our church camp in Malaysia.
有一次当我们到这个马来西亚去有教会营会的时候，
After we passed the custom, one of the young people decided to go to the toilet.
我们过了关卡之后，有一位年轻人要去上厕所。
And then she boarded the bus.
然后她就出来了，就上车了。
And then she shouted, "Hey, where's my passport?"
她就喊起来说，哎呦，我的护照在哪呢？
Apparently, she has left the passport in the toilet.
她可能是已经留在这个厕所里面。
And she forgotten about it.
她忘了。
Thankfully, somebody found it and passed it to her.
感谢主，就是有人发现了，就找到了，还给她。
It is very obvious that we forget.
我们很容易就忘记了。
And we often do.
我们常常是如此。
You remember those who wear specs, right? Sometimes you say, "Hey, where's my spec? Where's my spec?"
我们那些戴眼镜的，有时候在想，哎，我的眼镜在哪呢？
Actually, it's on our head, right? You do this, you know? I say, "Where's my head? Yeah, where's my spec?"
其实是挂在我们的头上，但是我们还在找我们的眼镜。
For those who are slightly older, you remember you sometimes have problem remembering where you put your keys, right?
我们当中已经年迈的可能会忘记我们放钥匙在哪了。
And then, for married couples, we often forget birthdays and anniversaries.
或者已经结婚的，或者我们忘记这个对方的生日，或者是结婚纪念日。
So we put the dates on our ring, right?
所以我们把日期放在这个戒指上。
We write on a diary.
我们写在这个日记里。
Or we put on the smartphone, you know, to ring to tell us, "Hey, this is the day."
或者我们放在我们手机的这个日历里面提醒我们。
Someone I know, forgot to turn off the oven.
我知道有一位忘记开他的那个炉。
And then the cookies that she was making, you know, was left in the oven, and she left the house.
哦，他开了这个炉，忘记关那个火炉，结果他在烘那个饼干的时候，他离了家就走了。
And thankfully, she remembered, and she quickly called the neighbor and said, "Please come and switch off the oven for me."
还好，他就打给他邻居，叫他邻居帮忙他关上这个炉。
The consequences can be very severe.
而那个后果可能会很严重。
Yeah, the house might have caught fire.
那个火家可能会着火。
The Bible also talks about forgetting.
圣经也提到这个忘记。
In Psalms chapter 8 verse 4, David says, "Who is man, or what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?"
在诗篇第八篇第四节说，人算什么，你竟顾念他，世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
David tells us that God is mindful of us.
大卫告诉我们说，神是在乎我们的。
He is our creator.
他是我们的创造主。
Our provider.
我们的供应主。
Our savior and Lord.
我们的救主还有生命的主。
God is mindful of his creation and creatures.
神是在乎他所创造的一切万物。
And if this is true, what do you think how God will feel if his people is not mindful of him?
倘若这是真的话，你想想看，假如他的百姓不在乎或者是忘记神，神又感觉如何呢？
As parents, when your children forget about you, how do you feel?
身为父母亲，你的孩子忘记你的话，你会有什么感受呢？
Without doubt, God will be upset and he will be angry with us.
无可置疑的，神一定是很生气的。
And this is precisely what happened in Hosea's time when God remarked, they or the Israelites have forgotten me.
而这正是在何西亚的时代里面，神这样的称呼以色列呢，他们已经忘记了我，就是神。
And this indictment of the Lord is relevant to us Christians today.
而神这样的控诉呢，也就是对于我们这些神的百儿女来说也是一样的。
Indeed, Moses in his last sermon to the Israelites in Deuteronomy touched on this theme of forgetfulness.
而摩西在他最后对以色列的这些谈的论述里面，在生命记也讲到这个忘记的这个主题。
And he gave us this warning.
他给这个警告说
，Do not forget God when you are come to the promised land.
当你来到进入这个迦南地的时候，不可忘记神。
If you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 to 10.
让我们翻开《生命记》第四章第九到十节。
I'll ask preacher Job to read.
好，我会以中文来读《生命记》第四章九到十节。你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。你在何烈山站在耶和华你神面前的那日，耶和华对我说，你为我招聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。
So Moses told them they are to remember what God did for them in the past and to recall all his deeds and miracles.
而摩西提醒这个百姓，就是神为他们所做的一切，并且呢要纪念神在过去所行的和他所做的神迹。
You remember God protected them from the 10 plagues?
也纪念到神在十个灾难中对他们的保守
，the institution of the Passover，
而也纪念这个逾越节的设立
，the deliverance from Egypt，
而他们能够得以脱离这个埃及
，the crossing of the Red Sea to safety，
而他们能够安全的渡过那个红海
，then you have the daily provision of manna and quails。
而他们每天所领受的玛纳和鹌鹑
，then the protection by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night。
而他们每一天受到这个云柱火柱的这个保护和引导
，then the giving of the law at Mount Sinai。
而领受在西奈山领受神的这个律法
，and the formation of a nation in the wilderness。
而也纪念到在旷野里面成立了以色列国。
God says, "Don't forget all these things that God has done for you in the past."
神说不可忘记神在过去里面为你所行的这一切事。
Then Deuteronomy chapter 4 again, verse 23.
生命记第四章23节那里说。你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你们神与你们所立的约，为你们雕刻偶像，就是耶和华你神所禁止你做的偶像。
Here, Moses gives a very explicit warning. Don't forget God by breaking God's covenant and not to make graven images or idols which are forbidden.
而摩西在这里很清楚地来警告，不要忘记与神所立的约，也不可立这个偶像，雕刻偶像，就是神所禁止他们所做的偶像。
And then Deuteronomy chapter 6, if you turn to chapter 6, verses 10 to 12.
我们看《生命记》第六章第十到十二节。那里说，耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、 雅各岂是应许给你的地？那里有城邑，又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋，装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的。你吃了而且饱足，那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
When your stomach is full and you are filled, when your pocket is full and is full of money, Moses says, be careful that you don't forget God.
当你的肚子得到饱足，你的钱财富裕的时候，开始富裕的时候，摩西说，不可忘记神。
Do not exalt yourself, become proud.
不要高举自己，使到自己心里骄傲。
To think that it is your own strength and wisdom that has got you all this money.
不要以为是因为你的智力量或者是你的聪明来得到这一切的财富。
And all the blessings that you have from God, you spend it on yourself and you become selfish.
而你神所领受的一切的富裕却只花在自己身上，而就成为了自私自利的人。
There are various places in the Old Testament where God told the Israelites to set up altars as reminders.
而在这个以色列地，摩西神吩咐这个以色列人呢，要设立这个坛来纪念到神的这个供应。
What are all these altars for? Is to remind them of what God has done for them.
这个祭坛呢，是要提醒神呢，他对他们的一切的恩惠。
The Passover was instituted for the primary purpose of remembering the redemptive work of God in delivering His children from the bondage of Egypt.
而这个逾越节的设立呢，就是来主要就是纪念到神救赎的工作，来救他的百姓脱离这个埃及的这个捆锁。
In the same way, the Holy Communion, which we celebrate every month, is given to us to remind us of our salvation from sin and the resurrection to a new life in Jesus Christ, who has died on the cross for us.
而我们每一个月的头一个主日呢，领受圣餐，也是同样的，要让我们纪念我们从罪里面得到拯救的救恩，并且呢，我们也从神那里呢得到这个复活的生命，像耶稣基督那样，是一个纪念神的这个时间。
It is a memorial service so that we do not forget.
是一个纪念的聚会，让我们不致忘记。
And we are to do this in remembrance of Jesus Christ.
我们如此行呢，为的是纪念耶稣基督。
So there is a common thread running through the entire Bible which teaches us to stop and look back and constantly remember God's goodness and faithfulness.
而在圣经里面有一个共同的这个观念，整本圣经都是叫我们呢要停下来，要来纪念神的良善与信实。
David says in Psalms 103 verses 1 to 2,Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
诗篇第103篇第一节，大卫说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
However, our society has turned its back on God and forgotten all His past blessings and benefits.
但是在我们的社会里面却转背向神，忘记神的过去的祝福与恩惠。
Our society no longer believes in truth, and so there is no such a thing as absolute truth.
而我们的社会呢，也不再相信这个真理，因为也不再相信这个绝对的真理。
Truth is what you believe it to be, and so it is relative.
而对于我们的社会来说，真理是在于你跟我的相信。
When you don't believe in God, you never believe in truth.
当你不相信神的时候，你也就不相信真理。
In the past, standards for right and wrong used to be God-given, clear, and well-defined.
在过去呢，对与错呢，都是从神而来，而且是很明确，而且是很清楚的解释的。
Not anymore. Today, the standards for right and wrong have become a personal choice, and it is dependent upon individual lifestyle decision.
但是现在我们所面对的人对对与错的这个标准呢，却是因人而异，而且也会改变，是随着个人的喜好来做决定的。
It's my choice.
是我的决定。
Don't tell me what is right or wrong.
不要告诉我对和错。
You don't have a right to determine or tell me or criticize me.
你没有这个权利来告诉我，也没有这个权利来批评我。
In the past, faith used to be anchored in a sovereign God who has absolute power and authority to rule all creation and creatures.
在过去，信心呢是坚。定在神的这个主权，他是有绝对的权力和主权来掌管一切所造之物。
Today, the definition of faith has become privatized.
今天这个信仰的这个定义呢，却被私益化了。
It is now a personal preference.
现在是成为个人的这个喜好。
Faith is devoid of truth and transcendence.
而变成上进的这个真理，而不拒绝这个绝对的超越的神。
When society no longer believes in God or the biblical foundation, then it goes down the drain.
当社会没有再相信神的时候呢，所有的这些根基呢，都跟着这个坠落了。
In fact, in Romans 1, Paul gives God's indictment against this sinful humanity.
而在罗马书第一章里面，保罗讲述了神对这些犯罪的人的这个控诉。
Because that which they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man.And to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creepy things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God to a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
在罗马书第一章第二十一节那里说，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛被朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。所以人神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污玷辱自己的身体，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。Amen.
The whole world is guilty of forgetting God and not giving Him the glory.
全世界呢都犯了罪，因为不忘记了神，也不归荣耀于神。
The whole world has believed in the lies of Satan.And abandon the truth of God.
而整全世界呢，都来相信这个撒旦的谎言，也来弃绝了神的真理。
The whole world has worshipped and served the creature, and has not worshipped God.
世人来敬拜的不是神，却是神所造之物。
What have we forgotten?
我们忘记了什么呢？
Here is a checklist for us.
在这里有一个清单，我们可以来看。
In the many places in the Bible, here is a list that we can draw.
在圣经里面有一系列的清单，我们可以来看的。
We have forgotten his covenant.
我们忘了他的约。
We have forgotten his works.
我们也忘了神的作为。
We have forgotten his benefits.
我们忘了神的好处。
We have forgotten his word.
我们忘了他的话语。
We have forgotten to obey his commandments.
我们也忘了遵守他的律法。
We have forgotten his past deliverance.
我们也忘记他过去的拯救。
We have forgotten his power.
我们也忘记他的能力。
The passage from the book of Hosea, chapter 13.
在这个何西阿书第十三章那里，
There are two sins which have been highlighted.
在那里有讲到两样的罪。
And because of this, they have forgotten God.
因为这两样的罪，他们忘记了神。
The first one is idolatry.
第一个就是拜偶像。
The second one is pride.
第二个就是骄傲。
And these are relevant to us today.
而这也应用适用于我们的生命中。
We go to idolatry first.
我们先看这个拜偶像。
King Jeroboam led the Israelites in the worship of false god.
耶罗波安王他带领以色列进入拜偶像。
You can read this in 1 Kings chapter 14 verses 9 to 11.
我们可以在列王记上14章第9到11节那里看到。
They were guilty of breaking the covenant of God in making an idol of golden calf and other idols, displaying and bowing down to worship this as their gods.
他们犯了罪，毁了这个约，神所立的约，并且他们制造了这个金牛犊偶像，并且其他的偶像，并且向这些偶像来下拜，来敬服侍。
They know very well God's commandment that God is a jealous God.
他们很清楚知道神的诫命，神是忌邪的神。
He will never share his glory with anyone.
他不会与他人分享他的荣耀。
God is very jealous of us.
神是忌邪的神。
He does not want us to worship any idols.
他不愿意我们除了他以外来拜其他任何之物。
In verse 9, God says, But you have done evil above all that were before thee, to provoke me to anger and cast me behind thy back.
而他也在十四章第九节那里说：“你尽行恶，比那在你以先的更甚，为自己立了别神，铸了偶像，惹我发怒，将我丢在背后。”
You see the anger of God here.
你看见神的愤怒吗
？God was so angry that he pronounced a terrible judgment upon him and Israel.
而神是如此的生发怒，并且他在那宣布了对以色列的审判。
God raised another nation, a terrible nation, to judge Israel.
而神兴起另外一个国度来审判以色列国。
Just to punish their sin of idolatry.
为了要处罚他们拜偶像的罪。
How does this apply to us today?
今天这如何应用在我们生命中呢？
I think there's a parallel passage in the New Testament.
在新约也有类似的这个经文。
If you turn to Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24,
在马太福音第六章第二十四节，耶稣基督的教导说
，I'll ask Richard Job to read.
马太福音第六章二十四节那里说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门就是财力的意思。
It is true that we may have not made any figurines or images which we bow down to.
我们可能没有做任何的这个偶像来去跪拜。
But I believe Jesus nailed the issue here when he asked, "What do you love or treasure most in your heart?"
但是我们相信耶稣基督讲到的一个中心点，就是你所爱、所最珍惜的，在你的心中的是什么呢？
Put it in another way, what has taken the place of God in your heart?
换句话说，什么事情取代你神在你心中的地位呢？
What is the most important thing that you cannot lose in your life?
在你的生命中，什么是你所最不能够失去的呢？
Is it God that you treasure most?
是不是神是你所最珍惜的呢？
Yesterday at the gospel meeting, Pastor gave this illustration.
昨晚在这个福音聚会里面，牧师给了这样的一个比喻。
If there's a robber here and he puts a gun on your head,
假如有一个强盗放一支枪在你的指着你的头
，He says your money or your life.
他说你要钱还是要命
？Which one would you choose?
你要选择什么呢
？What is it that you treasure most?
你所最珍惜的是什么呢？
Is it your career?
是否是你的职业呢
？Your car?
还是你的汽车
？Your condominium?
还是你的公寓房子
？Your credit card?
或者是你的信用卡
？Your children?
你的孩子
？Your leisure?
你的享受
？Your promotion?
你的升职
？Many other things.
或者其他的事
？Just ask yourself.
让我们问自己。
And be very honest before the Lord.
让我们很坦诚地在神的面前。
Has any of these things drawn you away from spending time with God?
是否有任何一件事情能够取代我们与神所花的时间、亲近的时间呢？
Prevented you from meditating and praying to Him.
使到拦阻我们来思想神的话，来向神祷告呢？
And taken you away from serving others and serving the church.
夺去我们服侍他人和服侍教主教会的这个时间呢
？So have we forgotten God because of idolatry?
我们是否因着偶像而忘记了神呢
？Secondly, the problem of pride.
第二方面就是这骄傲的生命。
Israel was God's possession by right of redemption.
以色列是神所拥有的，因为神救赎了他们。
God was their deliverer,
神是拯救他们的
provider and protector during their journey in the wilderness.
神是供应他们的，也是保护他们的。
God was the only one who cared for them throughout this period.
而神是那唯一的一位在这整个的过程里面来保守保护他们的。
Yet despiteGod's protection and provision and love for them, God's people became so satisfied with themselves that they forget who their provider really was.
而那因着神的这保守保护呢，以色列呢，他们如此的这个在乎自己呢，而忘记了神是那一位的源头。
What Moses said earlier was true, isn't it?
摩西在之前所说的是真的。
When God bless you with this and with that, will you forget Him?
神祝福了我们这一切的事情，我们会不会忘记神呢？
When you have eaten and you become full, will you be exalted?
我们吃饱得饱足了，我们是否骄傲了呢？
We have to be careful here.
求神帮助我们来小心。
Israel's contentment and preoccupation with itself, which began in the wilderness, carried on and grew progressively worse.
而以色列呢，他们在这当中呢，被这些的自我的这些私欲所占据，而他们忘记了神。
And it became worse and worse.
而更加的变本加厉。
So by Hosea's day, God's people no longer genuinely had any appetite for God.
所以在何西阿的时代的时候呢，神的百姓已经对神呢没有那个渴望那个爱的心了。
So how does this apply to us today?
这在我们生命中如何来应用呢？
We know when we go to the desert, we will cry to God because we really need Him. God help me, I have nothing here.
当我们在旷野沙漠的时候，我们一无所有的时候，我们就会向神呼求，主啊，帮助我们。
But in the city, it will be different.
但是到了城市的时候，却是不同的。
When things are easy and we have plenty, the tendency is that we will forget God.
当事情顺利而丰富的时候呢，我们的倾向就是忘记神。
We are mesmerized by the color, sights, and sound of this world.
我们被这世上的这个颜色、光、视线、音响所迷惑、催眠。
Our appetites are wet by the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and pride of life.
我们因着这个眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲而胃口大开。
There is no place left for God.
在我们的心中已经没有留地方给神了。
If we remember him, it was just an occasional pursuit to ease our conscience and soul.
而神呢，变成次要的，只是我们有时间的才来服侍的。
If we turn to Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, has this to say?
我们来看这个启示录第三章第十七节那里所说。
I'll ask Pastor to read. Preacher Joke to read.
我们看启示录第三章第十七节，那里说：“你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。”
When you are rich to the world, you are poor to God.
你在世上是很有财有钱财的，但是在主里面却是很困苦可怜的。
Do not forget God when you become rich.
当我们成为富有的时候，不可忘记神。
When life becomes easy, be careful.
当我们的生命顺利的时候，我们要小心。
So we come to the last point.Our warning and what we should do.
我们看到最后一方面就是警告，还有我们应当怎么做呢？
You remember that in Genesis, God cursed the ground.
我们记得在创世纪的时候，神咒诅地。
And then one of the curses is that we will die.
有一个咒诅的，就是说我们会死。
Therefore, preoccupation, reliance.And dependence on creatures or created things cannot ultimately satisfy.
当我们被这世上的一切所充满，并且我们依靠这世上的一切的时候，我们其实呢是没有办法得到满足的。
There is nothing in this world that can satisfy your soul.
在这世上没有一样事情能够满足我们灵魂的需要。
The whole book of Ecclesiastes is written to tell us this point.
而传道书的整本书就是告诉我们这一点。
Vanities of vanity, all is vanity.
虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
Our worship of the world and our self-exaltation is an affront to God.
我们拜这个世界，我们高举自己，其实是当面与神对立。
They will lead us to idolatry and materialism.
它会带领我们进入这个拜偶像并且物质主义。
They will make us forget God.
它也会使我们忘记神。
Don't forget that there is the reality of His judgment if we do not confess our sins.
我们不要忘记，假如我们不认自己的罪的时候，我们会面对这个罪的这个审判。
Only the Creator God can satisfy us fully, and He wants us to find our complete satisfaction in Him.
只有这位创造的主，我们的神，能够完全的满足我们，他也要我们在他里面有完全的满足。
So let us beware of the sins of pride and idolatry in our life.
让我们小心这个罪的生命，并且在生命中的拜偶像。
We have to check ourselves to make sure that nothing has replaced the love of God in our hearts.
我们需要常常审查自己，确保没有一样东西能够取代神在我们心中的爱的位置。
We have to seek to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们要常常寻求来以心灵和诚实敬拜神。
We have to read His words to know His thoughts and how best to trust and obey Him.
我们要常常读他的话语来寻求神的心意，并且要知道如何信靠来遵行他的话。
We have to use whatever blessings that he has given to us to serve him by serving others and thereby witnessing to his love and glory.
我们也要常常用神所给我们的一切祝福来服侍他人，并且来见证神的这个爱与荣耀。
We have only one life.
我们只有这一生。
Let us spend it to his glory.
让我们用这一生来为着神的荣耀来使用。
Before we close, let us read these verses together.
让我们在没有结束以前，我们一起来读这一段经文。
You turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
我们一起打开《传道书》第十二章第一节。《传道书》第十二章第一节。传道书第十二章第一节，你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未临到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念召你的主。
And then from 13 to 14，
然后我们也看第十三节和十四节，那里说这些事都已经听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Fear God，
敬畏神。
Don't forget him，
不可忘记神。
Keep his commandments，
守他的诫命。
There is the warning of judgment，
因为神有这个审判的警告。
Let us pray，
我们一起来祷告。
Our heavenly Father，
我们在天上的父，
We thank you and praise you，
我们感谢赞美你。
Thank you for reminding us not to forget you，
谢谢主你提醒我们不可忘记你。
For the reminder of the sins of pride and idolatry，
也提醒我们这个骄傲和拜偶像的罪。
Help us to check ourselves，
帮助我们审查自己。
And get right with you，
来与神和好。
Praying for those who are outside of your kingdom，
也为那些不在主的国度里的祷告。
That they may come to know this creator and God，
让他们也能够明白认识神你是创造的主。
Who loves them very much，And who wants to save their soul？
因为主，你爱他们，如此的爱他们，愿意来拯救他们的灵魂。
Pray that they will come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved。
让他们能够来相信信靠主耶稣，直到灵魂得救。
Help us to fear you，
帮助我们来敬畏主。
Keep your commandments，
谨守主的诫命。
And serve you，
来服侍主。
Pray and give thanks in Jesus' name。
我们祷告感谢是奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Amen。
Amen。